Hey, asshole. You're probably surprised to hear from me, since I haven't talked to you since you fucking cheated on me and I dumped your sorry ass. How's Kimberly doing, by the way? I hope you and your boyfriend-stealing bitch are happy together. Well, I'm sure you are, anyway. But for reasons I'm going to be explaining to you, I really doubt she is. So, the reason I'm calling you, I just wanted to thank you. Really. I learned a lot because of our breakup. And those lessons are helping me be a happier, more satisfied woman. See, after we broke up, I was sad for a couple of days. Classic story. Tissues, ice cream, my friends telling me how awful you are, the works. Then, one of them convinced me to get a Tinder. Best way to get over someone is to get under someone else and all that, right? Kayla's such a whore, but I had to admit, she was right on the money on this one. I was on the fence about it because I wasn't sure if I'd really be into it. I never thought sex with guys was all that fun. Boring, quick, never really saw what all the fuss was about. Yeah, that's because of you. Yes, I know, I told you I loved it. I fucking lied. All the orgasms were fake too. So if that gave you any confidence, please do the entire female gender a huge favor and lose it, because you don't deserve to have any confidence. Kind of like how you didn't deserve to get any pussy. Whoops. Sorry. Getting off topic. So, anyway, Kayla kept telling me how much fun sex can actually be with the right kind of guy. So I finally got a Tinder to shut her up. Swiped a bit, matched with some hot guys, got some validation. It was great. Reminded me how sexy I am. And then I matched with Jake. He's actually sitting with me right now. Great guy. We have terrific chemistry. Share lots of interests and the sex. Oh my god. See, because you were an inadequate little bitch, I thought I couldn't come from penetration. Wow. Was I ever wrong? I can, and I'll tell you how. Now, maybe Kimberly's told you size doesn't matter. God knows I did enough times. But since I care about your feelings now exactly as much as you ever cared about mine, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Size absolutely fucking matters, and no girl is going to enjoy that little worm you had the audacity to call a dick. See, I'm holding a ruler up to Jake's cock right now, and it's just over 10 inches long, around 2.5 inches in diameter, too. Now that's a real man's cock. Fucking mouth-watering. My pussy's fucking gushing just looking at it. God, I love to feel it stretch. Not that you ever made me feel that. You barely felt like anything. You're what, 4 inches long, maybe an inch across? Yeah, that little grass blade isn't stretching anything. Actually, I did a little math, and if you go by volume, Jake's dick is almost 16 times bigger than yours. Hard to believe you're even the same species. If you hear some noises, it's because I'm getting ready to ride Jake right now. Yeah, I never have a headache when he's around. One look at him and I'm ready to go. Oh, yeah, that's it. You sure as fuck never stretched me that wide. And in case you're wondering, that's what it sounds like when I'm actually enjoying it. He's only halfway in and already deeper than you ever were. And now I've got it all the way in. I can actually feel it pressing up against the back of my cunt. I never knew how fucking good getting your A-spot slammed feels. I know you don't know what the A-spot is, since you know as much about female anatomy as you do about being a decent fucking person. But don't bother looking it up. You'll never reach it. So good. You know how your dick used to fall on me whenever I tried to ride you? You said it was because I just didn't know how to ride a dick. Turns out, I'm fucking great at riding dicks. You just don't have the equipment for it. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Pay attention, asshole. Because you're about to hear what a real fucking orgasm sounds like. And it might be the only time you ever do. Fuck. He actually came with me, too. Lasted long enough to finish me off. Yet another area where you were so sadly lacking. By the way, I let him cream pie me. Funny thing is, he was totally willing to wear a condom, unlike certain cheating dickheads I know. He wants me to be comfortable, but I wanted to feel everything he had to give me. Unlike you. And he comes a lot, too. I'm watching it drip out of me right now. It's kind of mesmerizing. Especially with how my pussy's gaping. I'll send you a pic, just so you have a reference of what a real man can do to a woman. Anyway, on the topic of things I never let you do, Jake's about to fuck my ass. And I think I've given you enough energy for one lifetime. But, like I said, I just wanted to thank you. If you hadn't cheated on me, I would have never learned how good sex can actually be. And it's fucking amazing. So, thanks for that. Alright, I'm gonna go. Give Kimberly my best. I know you're already giving her yours, but as I explained, it's not gonna do anything. For anyone.